Hello, everybody. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I am the host of Radio Entrepreneurs. We are streaming more stories of business and entrepreneurship in this new economy than anyone else in New England, and we're darn proud of it. And also, my other job, my day job, is really CEO and founder of Mage LLC, management consulting firm working with leadership, you know, guiding organizations and giving strategic counsel. You know, we have a weekly segment on Radio Entrepreneurs as this new economy emerges. And we talk with Mark Z from Mark Z Legal Staffing about the whole staffing issues going on. Mark, it seems that every week it's a whole new business model.
It's a whole new business model. There are new issues. They keep cropping up. And we try to be on the pulse of them, Jeff. And thank you for giving me a forum to tell our listeners and our business entrepreneurs and companies at all levels. There are a few things I want to discuss today with you and our audience, Jeff. One of them is this whole pandemic has given rise to unemployment fraud. And it's coming in a few areas, what we call direct fraud and indirect fraud. Direct fraud is when you had breaches from Target and Equifax a few years ago, these social security numbers that were regained by the hackers are now being used across the country to get unemployment for the hackers. And what they're doing is they're using those social security numbers. They're targeting people that are working that they know will not file for unemployment and filing on their behalf and giving them their direct deposit, giving the unemployment offices of each state their direct deposit accounts. So it's getting worse and worse, particularly because of that $600 a week kicker that was put in. And but now watch out, because there are task force in each state and the local police are getting involved, and they're really beginning to track this. So, but that's something that people should be aware of. Your employees, clients, or entrepreneurs out there, your social security numbers are being used. You should be very careful. You should check and make sure that your employees, who is actually filed for unemployment, because obviously you want to track that, and you want to make sure your own, even the entrepreneurs themselves, your numbers are being used. Now, that's direct. The indirect are people that won't go back to work because they're getting a lot of unemployment dollars, and they have that $600 kicker that's good to the end of this month. And then they still might be on unemployment because it's being extended. They're being offered jobs and they're turning down jobs because they, quote, don't want to take a cut because they're making more on unemployment. They won't even temp because they're making more on unemployment. And that has now led to the state now cracking down on that too, because employers like your company, our company, and many companies across the country are saying, why should we have to subsidize people that can get jobs? Literally, people are turning down offers. We had some offers turned down because the person could stay on unemployment. So in all these cases, unemployment fraud is being cracked down directly or indirectly. The next initiative and the next point I want to say to our audience that's really heated up this week is diversity employment. Companies and law firms have had this initiative going on. We have had law firms and companies encourage us to recruit people of color, people of different sexual orientation, any kind of diverse type candidate. And they haven't pushed it, but they've encouraged it. Starting last week, we've had many initiatives, and we've had an undercurrent of companies and clients have really requested that we get involved in pushing for diversity, really going back, giving incentives, whatever can be done. They really want to encourage diversity. They want to talk about it, not just in their recruiting efforts, but they're talking to their employees about it. So not just from a recruiter, they're putting it out to their employees. We want to track diverse candidates, any friends, any family, anybody you know that is looking for a place that they can really grow, be successful, we can give them that kind of platform and more of a diverse environment. That's become really big as a result of the George Lloyd protests.
I was in a seminar yesterday, and people were talking about the times. And because I was the oldest person in the group, I said, this reminded me a lot of 1968, you know, almost 50 years later. And people forget what went on in 1968, two assassinations, a war in Vietnam, protests in schools, you know, state troopers beating up people. I could go on and on and on, but it was a state of just a mess. And it affected young people different than old people. And I said, you know, I think optimism, for the most part, won out at that time. And I'm hoping again that optimism will win out and change will happen again, because it is time for change. And sometimes change doesn't happen unless it's dramatic. And you're seeing a lot of change in small firms, where firms can pivot more quickly. Isn't that true?
Right. I mean, firms are going virtual. Firms are looking at their internal hiring. Firms are having discussions amongst their and companies amongst their employees as far as these issues. The difference between 68 and now, Jeff, is there were a lot of strides that have been made, but there weren't enough in terms of there's still so much of a breakdown between the have and the have-nots, and a lot of it is an economic issue. So the George Floyd issue really lit a fire with this pandemic that brought to light that it's not enough. In fact, Theo Epstein made a comment that he has hired, with the encouragement of the major leagues, some scouts that were of color. But he said, you know what, when I look around, there are a lot of people like me here.
Well, it's the commissioner of football who's finally said, I've never heard him say it before, we did it wrong.
Right. It just was, one thing is doing something perfunctorily. So one thing is really going down to the cause, going down to the root of the problem. So
I've spent my life, you know that, because you've seen me professionally. I've spent my life trying to evolve organizations, and organizations don't like to evolve. You know, it's just the way they are. And I think this is an opportunity that rarely exists, where we're looking at organizational societal change on a grand scale. And it is the time to not stop.
Right, right, correct. And then the last thing that I want to point out that you know, and a lot of people know, this was the big reopening week for many states, including Massachusetts, and restaurants opened, buildings are now 25% occupied, and companies and firms are reassessing what their priorities are and what needs to be done. And one immediate thing is, do we need to be in every day? Do we need to have everybody physically here, even after the pandemic, hopefully there's a vaccine for it. And I talked to one partner who said, you know what, Mark, we're right now having a certain amount of attorneys and staff in, we're fluctuating days to make, having shifts, he said, and we're giving everybody Friday to work from home. We never would have thought that, but this may be the future.
Well, they've given me every day at Mage to work at home, and Radio Entrepreneurs has too, and so is Nathan Gobes and Chris Gerald. We're all here working from home. The only change I've really noticed, other than the quality of the show, is that Chris is eating more pizza. So we got to get him on the new pizza control program. So we've been speaking with the fabulous Mark Z, the authority on staffing and legal staffing and how people are creating different organizations today. Mark, if somebody wants to assess your talents, how would they find you?
Well, first of all, Jeff, all they need to do is Google Mark, M-A-R-C, and the letter Z, and we come right up. But it's go to markzlegal.com, markzlegal.com, and 617-338-1300.
Oh, Mark, you know, I can't wait till I talk to you again. There's always a lot going on in the world of Mark Z, because you're representing all of us. Thanks for being on the show, and remind everybody, this is the one and the only fabulous Mark Z, and I am Jeffrey Davis of Mage LLC.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.